Biblically-centered kids.
Well, welcome back to another great week of the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is Monday, January 27th, 2025, and on today's episode, you got me, Mr. Johnny. We are continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues, all the way from A to Z. Each week, we cover a different virtue that tells us all about God and how to be Christ-like. This week, we're talking about a very important virtue called self-control. Virtue E says, we exercise self-control in our words and actions even when faced with temptation. Self-control isn't about being perfect, but about making choices that honor God, even when it's tough. It means having the ability to stop and think before we act, especially when we're tempted to do something we know isn't right. Think of self-control like the brakes on a car. It helps us slow down and stop ourselves from making bad choices before it's too late. When we're tempted, self-control gives us the strength to say, no, that's not the right choice. It's not always easy, and it's something we have to practice every day. But when we choose to have self-control, we are choosing to honor God with our lives. Okay, so let's think about some moments when we might need self-control. Maybe you're feeling a little angry and you want to yell at someone, but self-control can help you pause and speak kindly instead. Or maybe you're tempted to eat more candy than you know is good for you and your tummy, but self-control helps you choose something healthier or to eat a little less, even in those times when it's hard and where you really want to keep going. Self-control helps us make choices that are pleasing to God and show love to others. The Bible talks about how self-control is like a fruit that grows in our hearts when we follow the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5, 22 through 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. This means that when we walk with God, the Holy Spirit helps us develop self-control, just like how a tree grows fruit over time. The more we ask God for help, the stronger our self-control will be. Self-control isn't just about saying no to bad things. It's about saying yes to those good things. When we choose self-control, we're showing that we trust God to guide us in the right direction. In Proverbs 25:28, it says, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Without self-control, we are vulnerable to making bad choices. But when we have self-control, we protect ourselves and our hearts from making mistakes that can hurt us or others. It's like having a strong wall of protection around us, keeping us safe. You can practice self-control by starting small. Every time you feel tempted, stop and ask yourself, what would God want me to do right now? Then choose the right action, even if it's hard. Self-control gets stronger the more and more we use it, just like a muscle gets stronger the more and more you work it out. One verse that reminds us how to live in self-control is in Titus 2, 11 through 12, which says, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. When we follow Jesus, we can live self-controlled lives that honor God. Self-control might not always feel easy, but it's one of the best ways we can show that we trust God with our lives. This week, let's remember that with God's help, we can make the right choices, even when we're tempted. Just like athletes practice to get better, we can practice self-control each and every day. And as we do, we'll go stronger in our ability to follow God's ways and make choices that please Him. Let's pray. God, thank you for giving us the ability to choose what's right. Please help us practice self-control every day, especially when we're tempted to make wrong choices. Help us to pause, think, and remember what you would want us to do, Strengthen us with your Holy Spirit and teach us to make good decisions that honor you and show love to others. We trust that with your help, we can grow in self-control and become more like Jesus every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode and starting off your week on the right foot. We have a great week planned ahead, and be sure to tell your mom or dad to go to biblicallycentered.com for some free resources to go along with our weekly virtue. Until next time.